Some of you might be confused that the gospel reading that I just read is not the one that's in your books. The one that's in your books is the gospel about the Good Shepherd. This Sunday coming is Good Shepherd Sunday, so that would be a little bit repetitive. The gospel that I read is the gospel for Tuesday of the third week of Easter, but it also introduces the Bread of Life discourse, which we're going to hear about over the next couple of weeks. So I thought it best that we deal with that. I went to visit my mom last week. At 97 years old, she has had two joint replacement surgeries in the last 5 months, and both were the result of injuries, different injuries. As you can imagine, she's had some difficulties recovering, but she's doing well, and she's walking short distances with a walker. Well, my wife Laura and one of my sisters and I took her to a Marian shrine about an hour from my hometown. The shrine is near Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's called the National Shrine of Our Lady of Champion. It's the site of the only recognized Marian apparition in the United States. So we got there in time for Mass, and my mom sat quietly in her wheelchair throughout the Mass. I wheeled her up for communion. Just an interesting side note, some of you who are old like I am will remember this. They had a communion rail just at the base of the sanctuary, and when communion time came, all of the people just knelt along the communion rail, and Father came down the line distributing communion, and there was an altar server with him with a paten holding it under the chin of those receiving communion. It brought back some memories for me. I used to be the one holding the paten. Well, after Mass, I wanted to show Mom some other parts of the shrine. It's not a large shrine, but it's very beautiful. And I mentioned that to my sister as we were taking her out to the car, but my sister said, no, she's finished. She can't do anything else. So my mom sat in the car, and my sister and I explored the shrine. And while we were walking, my sister told me that Mom was really happy that she was able to receive communion that day. See, she hadn't been able to attend Mass for a long time, and she obviously really missed receiving the Eucharist. I thought it just made such an impression on me that was her takeaway. Our gospel today introduces, as I said, what is referred to as the Bread of Life discourse. Jesus had just fed the 5,000 with five loaves and two fish. We heard in yesterday's gospel that after that miracle, the crowd followed him. They wanted more signs. But rather than multiplying more bread and fish, Jesus encouraged them to work for the food that endures for eternal life. And today he told them what that food was. He said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The Bread of Life discourse, the one that we'll be hearing over the next couple of days, is usually interpreted in one of two ways. Some think that the discourse is an invitation to faith, so that eating the bread of life is seen as a metaphor for believing in Jesus. Others interpret the discourse along sacramental lines, so that eating the bread of life means partaking in the Eucharist. I think both are reasonable interpretations, and as I said, over the next couple of days, we will hear both of those interpretations reflected in Jesus' words. Jesus will invite us to believe in him and in his teachings, but he will also invite us, in terms that actually sound a bit graphic, to eat his body and drink his blood. So considering both of those interpretations, I hope you will see that the next few gospel readings, this Bread of Life discourse, that you will see it first as an opportunity to recommit yourself to the teachings of Jesus, to better understand that our spiritual hunger and thirst will only be satisfied in him, and that as Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So that's one interpretation. But let us also consider the second, Jesus' invitation to receive his body in the Eucharist. I mean, you who come to daily Mass receive Eucharist often. I trust that it's never something that you take for granted, although there is that possibility as we do it repeatedly. We have lots on our minds, and it's easy for us to receive communion almost robotically without giving it much thought. My mom's excitement at being able to receive the Eucharist after such a long time without it reinforced in my mind the necessity to always approach the Eucharist with a sense of awe and wonder, mystery and gratitude. You know the saying, you are what you eat. Well, understand that every time you receive the Eucharist, you receive the graces to become more like Jesus. If you think about it, that's pretty amazing. So think about it.